Bang.
Bang. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of the internet and planet Earth and parts unknown, it is time for the third installment of the Backdoor Cover. We got some stuff we want to talk about, so let's roll right on into it. Yo, what's up, everyone?
What's up?
What is up, human beings?
Sorry, I was just working on a meme to post in the Discord, but I don't know if I can do it.
Oh, it's broken
right now. I'll save it for next week. Yeah, we're here. We're live. Backdoor Cover, episode 3. And it's a thing. Yeah. A lot of things happen here.
Before we get too deep into it, Jordan and I are 0-2 on our locks. Jordan's had problems all across the board, if I remember correctly, last week.
Fuck, what was mine last week?
Football team and Lions to both win.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was
Lions tanked. That was an awful game.
And Taylor Heineke.
Football team could not score in the red zone. They had no issue getting there. They couldn't score anything.
Yeah.
10 points on the game. Like, you're killing me here.
And mine was Jamar Chase and CJ Uzama to score touchdowns. Jamar Chase scored one. CJ Uzama, not so much. But with that, so there's our locks update on that. So we're both over.
Yes.
However, let us go on right now. We'll start with bad beats. I only have one, and well, we're gonna end up talking about it in ad nauseum, I think, a bit.
Yeah, this is honestly one of the worst I've ever seen.
Yes.
I can only compare it to Abilene Christian in Virginia, where Abilene Christian damn near covers, and Virginia with one of the weirdest interceptions just go for a touchdown that you will ever see.
Yeah. this one is worse than the Notre Dame backdooring Alabama last year in the college football playoff.
This is actually very similar to Ohio State Northwestern from 2013.
Yes.
That is one of the worst ones I've ever seen. And this is right up in there. I didn't have anything on this game, and this hurt.
I would have had my bet made it that far. Had my parlay for Saturday made it that far, I would have had something, and then I would have been in this segment again 2 weeks in a row.
Well, one of us is in this segment.
But thanks to the Iowa Hawkeyes sucking massive ass.
Confirmed that they did.
I am not in this segment. However, some of you are probably wondering what we're talking about. And we are talking about the Clemson-Florida State game. Florida State at Clemson.
4 seconds to go.
Florida State was covering the spread. Florida State was damn near winning, which is why this play happened. The spread was 9.5. The Florida State Seminoles were down 5, if I remember. Four.
They were down 4 with 4 seconds to go.
Florida State goes for a crazy hook and ladder, and eventually.
As Jim Caldwell would call it, that pass back and forth kind of thing.
Yep. The play ended up, one of Florida State's receivers threw it like 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage to, no one.
Nobody.
Picked up by a Clemson defender and waltzed in for a touchdown, meaning the Clemson Tigers covered the spread, the 9.5-point spread, with, 11 points technically after the extra point.
Did they even, I didn't even think they kicked it.
I assumed they did. They may not have.
Let me look up the final score of that game. Regardless, it's terrible.
Yeah, regardless.
The fact that it was, I think it was only a half point.
Yeah.
Man, you're just killing me. Give me ACC. Week 9. Nope, they did not kick the extra point.
Oh, well, so then that makes it even worse, honestly.
Yep.
Makes it...
Well, I mean... So, wait. Yeah, no, they did not. They did not, indeed.
Like I said, this is my bad beat, because I'm sure there was a large amount of people who had Florida State to cover that 9.5-point spread. And things were looking good, and then...
Well... Because Clemson had not covered all season long.
Yeah.
They were 0-for on covering the spread. And it looked like that was going to continue. And then, heavens to Betsy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. That was, I saw somebody say that he lost So he's in the YouTube comment section on the highlights of that. And he was very mad that the Clemson player had scored a touchdown. And this was his first comment. I was like, yeah, you had money on this game. I'm like, I know you did.
Oh, 100%. If you're...
And then he made a comment that said he had, I don't necessarily believe this. I mean, you never know. But he said he had a parlay that could have won him $236,000. That
what?
Hinged on that. Yeah, I don't know.
That is a...
I don't know.
Huge parlay, I mean, or how much, either a very obnoxiously large parlay or a obnoxiously large sum of money.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe no. That's a thing, because when things like that happen, sportsbooks will often post about it.
Yeah.
So that's that.
So that's my one bad beat, is just everybody who fell under that.
And so that, and then this, from Thursday Night Football,
last
are
night's
really
Thursday
the
night
only
football.
Two that I could find. What's that?
Last night's.
Yes, last night's Thursday Night Football. Colts at home against the Jets.
Also, side note, and to everybody, I am trying to keep track of my NHL parlay tonight. If you see me look away for a minute, or I stop conversation.
So this is these are really the only two, the Florida State Clemson and then this one that I was able to find people complaining about on Twitter this week. And this one affected me as well. So Jets current starting quarterback, Mike White, he was injured at one point.
Yesterday, yes.
And in Thursday Night Football's game before halftime, sometime early in the second quarter, I believe. After he was on pace.
I thought it was in the first quarter, so.
It may have been late for. Actually, I think it was late first quarter, because that first quarter drug on forever.
Yeah.
Mike White gets taken out. He looked to be pleading on the sideline the entire rest of the game to come back in, to no avail from Bob Sala. And it pains us because, well, it pains a lot of people because PointsBet Sportsbook ran an odds boost promo. Mike White to throw for 200 plus yards and throw two touchdowns. He was already at 95 and one touchdown when he got taken out of the game. That was brutal for those people. But it's even more brutal, I think, for me. Because I had last night a 9-leg parlay. Carson Wentz, 2 passing touchdowns. Carson Wentz over 199.5 yards. Jonathan Taylor over 4.5 receiving yards. Jonathan Taylor over 69.5 rushing yards. He well surpassed that. Jonathan Taylor, anytime score. Colts alternate spread -6.5. The over. Mike White, 1 passing touchdown thrown. As we've said, that occurred. And Mike White over 199.5 yards. It did not happen. That was a +600 parlay that was well on its way to hitting. And Mike White and Bob Sala happened.
Yeah.
So thank you, boys. Thank you to the goddamn Jets. You really lived up to your name last night. I mean, I saw Mike White come out of the locker room to start the second half with his helmet on, and I'm like, fuck it, here we go. Like, this is good. Josh Jackson is in the game full rest of the way and nearly created another bad beat in among itself, because the Jets were very, very close to a backdoor cover on us.
Yeah, they were.
Which is exactly why I didn't like when I put this parlay down, the actual spread was at 10.5. I did not like that. That's why I went to the 6.5. And there's a reason for it. Jets were driving too, and Josh Johnson throws the interception. to seal the Jets' fate to the delight of Colts minus 10.5 bettors. But they made it a 15-point game somehow. Colts just got way too soft. But anyway, those are bad beats for the week. Let's get into everything else. I don't know. Even though I did not have a bet on Florida State Clemson, that one's going to haunt me forever. Like, that is one of the three worst I've ever seen.
That would have haunted me for a long time if my parlay for Saturday still would have been alive.
All right.
That would have been enough for me to take a period of time off.
Right. So where do we start this week? Do you want me to just get NASCAR out of the way?
I would say let's start with motorsports.
We do have F1 as well, and I actually do have
that
some
is
stuff
horse
for,
racing.
For
that is not motorsports.
Nope, need to go to motorsport.
Let's knock F1 out first because I think this will be easier.
That's good. And I actually have. We'll look through FanDuel here, see what's going on. You gotta go to circuits for anything good at the very end.
Yeah. Real quick, before we even go much further than that, F1, Mexico Grand Prix right now, Max is a minus 210, Lewis is a plus 250, Sergio Perez a
Jesus
plus 1300, Valtteri Bottas is a plus 2000. Anybody after that? I mean, Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz are your next best money line at plus 3K and plus 32.
I do have a bet that I like that involves them, but I got to go over to MGM to find it. So
really right there, like money line, I wouldn't really touch anything in this one.
The only one I would consider is Lewis.
Yeah.
What's Lewis right now? Plus 250. That's better odds than what MGM had. But it's actually worse odds for me. I don't know what's going on there.
I do like.
If they even ran FP1 yet?
No. Yes.
Did they?
Okay. Yes. Because it's for today is Friday.
Can't. Mexico GP race. All bets.
I will say here is one that I do like. Podium finish. Charles Leclerc at plus 220.
Really?
I do like that. That's the only one I would touch there because your top three for in terms of betting favorites for podium, Max minus 330, Lewis minus 2, Sergio minus 150, Valtteri plus 130. I mean, I don't hate Valtteri. But
I do. They're not gonna. Mercedes is not gonna let Lewis finish behind Valtteri.
That no. But I definitely don't hate Valtteri as a podium finish. But I do much prefer Charles at plus 220 if I were to do anything.
Okay, so this is the one that I'm looking at over on MGM. Winning car without the big two, Mercedes and Red Bull. Ferrari minus 250. I like McLaren plus 225. And then odds for F1 over here sucks. If you're going to go anywhere, it sounds like FanDuel is a place here. Yep. Lewis Hamilton's currently plus 175 on MGM. They have a lot more interesting things over here. Will both drivers finish in the top? Both drivers in any team finish in the top six. Red Bull, Mercedes, Ferrari, not going to be worth a whole lot of money. You could do Ferrari minus 110. McLaren plus 450 is something to look at as well.
And last one that I wouldn't hate, even though it's not really worth it because it's a minus 300, or actually a minus 115. The number of classified drivers, meaning the number of drivers that finished the race.
I was wondering what that meant. I had no clue.
I wouldn't hate the over on 17.5, meaning 18 finish. Meaning 18 or more finish. I don't hate that one.
Truthfully, I wouldn't. I mean, you never know. I mean, with the amount of times teams retire cars, just because they have an issue and don't want to damage the car further. That's what would scare me away from doing the over 18 and a half at plus 220. But in terms of Mexico, it's a fairly wide open circuit.
Yeah.
You're not really worried about a big crash.
But... yeah. Like I said, I like the over 17 and a half at minus 115, but I mean that's the only way you're gonna make any money is
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I really do like the winning car without the big two, McLaren plus 225 though over on BetMGM.
Yeah, that's not bad.
NASCAR.
Listen, I'm looking at anything else. I don't necessarily hate George Russell or George Russell at a plus 200 to get a points finish. I don't hate it. I don't know if I'm gonna touch that though either, just because
at plus what
200.
No,
I don't hate that, just because sometimes goofy things do happen at Mexico. But
not enough for me to. I mean, the Williams. At least the Williams isn't the worst car on the grid anymore.
Yeah.
That belongs to Haas. So.
Except yeah, I don't know if I'm necessarily gonna touch that though. On the same token.
Right.
I do want to actually see something real quick. Let's see.
Get both of these up here. Actually, you know, fuck that sports. Fuck that.
Yeah.
We don't wanna say anything good about it. We're not gonna.
About who?
Fox Bet.
Oh. Yeah.
Fuck them. They had the best NASCAR odds, but they are the worst in terms of customer service. So don't
go say there. I know you do not like them.
No, I do not like them. Whatsoever. And they probably hate me. Okay. So something. All right, that's all for F1.
Yes, that's all I got.
Something noteworthy on MGM for their odds. And these are not as good as you're getting for on FanDuel. Well,
see if I can cash this bet out because the Oilers are tanking.
Actually, I'm not even going to bring up MGM. I think FanDuel's got better odds anyway. That rival the Fox Bet odds anyway. So we'll go with this.
The Oilers have given up 4 goals in one period.
Cup Series championship race at Phoenix this Sunday. We have... I don't know. Are there any... circuits, NASCAR. No, there's no, I don't see anything where you can bet straight up on the champion in this one.
I mean, isn't whoever wins the race the champion? Unless.
Well, yes. So,
unless something absolutely catastrophic happens.
Since they've gone to this playoff format, that has been the case.
Because who are your championship four right now?
That is Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, and Martin Truex Jr.
Now, what, just out of curiosity, out of those four, what would happen if none of those four won?
Highest finisher.
Okay.
But since they've gone to the playoff format, it's never come down to that. It has always been the winner of the race.
Okay.
So we have Kyle Larson plus 200. I mean, none of these odds are particularly bad. I don't like betting Kyle Larson simply because he's fine at Phoenix. Definitely not like his bread and butter sort of stuff. I don't like Denny Hamlin whatsoever. I think his brain is in a fucking pretzel right now. Martin Truex Jr. plus 490, I'd like, and Chase Elliott plus 380. Those are the two that I like. And I mean, if you want to bet Kyle Larson, go for it. I mean, I can't argue with it. He's been the best all year. But I mean, you look at Chase Elliott. He won there last year to win the championship. You can never count Martin Truex Jr. out. He's won a bunch of races this year too. So can't hate on that. But that's really all I got for NASCAR. I think I lied. Where did it go? NASCAR race props. No. Oh, they don't have, damn it. They don't have qualifying.
Yeah.
Because they are qualifying this week. Thank fucking Lord. And that would be fun to do, but I don't know if the books have picked up on that. So yeah, that's all I got for NASCAR. Chase Elliott and MTJ. Let's see, is there even anything?
I'll say we got some live games.
See if there's anything with boosts. No, it's not much for boosts on FanDuel right now.
I was gonna just knock those out at the end of the show before we did our locks.
Yeah, there's nothing here for the NBA anyway.
Okay. Let's say any live games that you like. Probably not, because your live games right now are ass.
Live games are blowouts. I mean, you can hate yourself and bet the spread in those games, but
I'd say your live games right now, Sacramento King, Charlotte Hornets at Sacramento Kings. Sacramento's up a boatload.
Holy ass.
Portland at Indiana at Portland. Portland's up 12.
Sacramento's gonna score 70 before halftime.
Yeah.
Good Lord above.
New Orleans at Golden State. Golden State's up 12. Like, those are your live games. I would stay away from those. I stay away from the NBA in general. Anything on Saturday that you like? Trying to look.
Rockets, Nuggets, maybe, but it's a lot of points.
I don't hate
Jazz is dogs to the Heat. Are the Jazz not very good right now?
Don't know.
I'm this up. I haven't been paying as much attention as I really should. No, Jazz are leading the Western Conference.
I don't hate that then.
They do have a better record. Than Miami, but Miami is good too. They're 6-2. So I don't hate Utah plus 132. Over's locked on that right now. 76ers Bulls.
I don't know if I want to touch that.
That's a good one. Only a half game separating those two right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to touch that. I'm looking at.
Oh, did they finally nix the Christmas Day games from out of here?
Yeah.
Thank God.
I do like looking at this, and I don't hate, because Boston's been terrible this year. I know that much. Even though on the road, they've actually been decent.
Stay away from the Lakers.
Yep, stay away from the Lakers. I don't hate Dallas to cover the spread, and then the Phoenix Suns to cover the spread. I don't hate that. I don't know.
They got the. So what's the standard operating practice in controversy games? Because Phoenix has all their fucking noise with their owner going.
Yeah.
What's the appropriate play? Do you bet on the team? I think you bet against the team with the controversy. I think that's how that works. And then you bet for interim head coaches. You bet on interim head coaches. That's how that works.
If it was against any other team, I would say yeah.
The Hawks hot ass.
But the Hawks are awful. I mean,
they're not Pistons bad, but...
No. Yeah. The East as a whole is just so bad that the Hawks are only 3 games back right now.
Right. Yeah, they won't. They won't do much of anything. But other than that, stay away from the Lakers.
Dallas to win, Dallas to cover, and then because the Celtics are not good.
Utah money line.
Yeah, I could see Utah money line wouldn't be bad.
Do we have any props for this? Kidding me?
Probably
not. Same game parlay. Yeah, not yet. I guess it is fucking almost a day away.
Those are the only two I like with the NBA. I still don't know if I'm gonna go those though.
Yeah, you don't bet on the NBA.
No, I do not.
I only do for same game parlays, so I might with Utah tomorrow, but I got college football to worry about as well, so.
Okay.
Let's see. Footy or NHL?
Let's do, we could do NHL, I guess. Because I don't want to dip too much into footy because that's part of my lock today.
As is, yep, same here.
So I was going to definitely wait for that as we led into the locks. Live games. This first one's kicking my ass.
Actually, for me on footy, I'm good. Both of the things that I have are in my lock. So
yeah, so we want to touch on that basically at the end because there is a little bit I want to talk about there.
Yeah, we can save that.
Right before we do locks. Do we want to touch these live games at all?
Jesus. 4-1. Rangers and Edmonton. No.
Ouch.
6-minute mark of the second period. No. Or 6 minutes to go. I don't know which way they do it.
Six to go.
I don't know. Like, depending on the book, they'll count up or down. Pain in the ass. Yeah, no. Nothing to do with that. Predators sucks. End of the first, tied at 1. I'm amazed that the odds are even up right now, given that it's an intermission.
Don't want to touch this game.
Nope. Arizona Coyotes, absolutely not.
I have Anaheim moneyline in part of my parlay that's currently dying with Edmonton getting their dick stomped in. But that was before these games started.
+2.5 for the Coyotes. I know the Coyotes are awful.
Yes.
But the Ducks, I know they've scored 2 already. They can't score. So,
the maybe, issue with the Coyotes, here's the issue with that. The Coyotes' goal differential is a -3. As of right now, if you add these two goals in that the Ducks have scored, their goal differential is -31.
Nice. That would explain why 2.5 is a plus odds.
Yeah. Like the Coyotes, Jesus. Anaheim live right now. ESPN obviously hasn't updated them because they have to wait for this game to finish. So these could change. Anaheim live right now. If this were to stand at a 2-0 and finish 2-0, Anaheim would go to +2. The Coyotes would drop to -31.
And Anaheim sucks.
Yeah.
Devils Kings. That would require a spin of a wheel. We got a slight change in odds, but not enough. Into the Saturday games.
Yep, Saturday. This is where these are some that Lightning, I actually like.
Lightning Senators, huh?
I like Lightning here. I don't know if I necessarily want the spread. I know the...
Yeah, but -205, though.
I know. I don't mind this in a parlay.
I don't know. They just...
The Sens, you know, just Senators aren't great.
Senators just named Tkachuk their captain. Maybe they're a little fired up.
Senators can't score goals.
I know. Like, but I hope they do.
So I like Tampa here.
Oh, God. We got a shit fest coming up.
Carolina
Hurricanes Panthers.
Yeah, oh, Carolina, man. Florida. I don't think I'm gonna really touch much on this one. You got two games.
There's so many games.
Two teams in Florida and Carolina that right now are hot. You're looking at Florida's only loss as it loss comes in overtime, and Carolina hasn't lost yet.
Why isn't Hammer Down a weekend show? Because we really need the coin for some of these games.
Like this one, I don't want to touch because this is a coin flip. The fact that Carolina is a +112 is a plus favorite here on this, or an underdog on this, I mean, just shows how hard it is to go travel and win.
I was gonna say it's strictly because they're the road team. I would think. What the fuck? Islanders and Jets both at -110.
I'm looking at something here. Islanders have not been good. The Jets, they hooked me up today. Damn. But I don't know if I want to touch this game.
Both fucking money line -110. What the fuck?
Like, I don't necessarily know if I want to touch this.
What are these games? There's so many that are like this. Red Wings Sabres. Red Wings -105. Sabres -114.
Another one. I don't like this.
There's a million of these.
I like this next one. I like Vegas. I like Vegas money line here. Montreal just isn't. I know Vegas has been kind of in limbo at points, but Montreal just isn't.
Yeah, maybe they're fired up about the Eichel trade, even though he isn't going to play for fucking eternity.
So I like that, and then
are you sure you want to do it?
This next one I'm skipping over just because the Maple Leafs are in it.
Maple Leafs are favorites. That means they'll lose. So Bruins +112.
I'm not touching that one. Minnesota, Pittsburgh.
Fuck that.
Yeah. This is
like
one.
There are. Let's see.
And then to wrap my.
One, two, three, four, five. Five coin flip games, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, good lord. NHL tomorrow is not a thing.
Philadelphia and Washington, I'm not going to touch. To wrap up this little three-leg parlay that I've been talking about, if I do this, I like Colorado money line over Columbus.
Yeah, if you're putting that in a parlay, you can do something with it. Like, -182.
So the parlay that I have just listed off, Vegas -115, Tampa -205, Colorado -182.
Eek. I know. I tried those straight money line parlays on the favorites last year and got burned damn near every time.
I couldn't
hit on any of those.
I know that yesterday the brain machine quit. My brain just turned itself off for a second.
You know, it'll happen.
Wednesday. I know Wednesday the Blue Jackets beat the Avalanche in overtime. But the Avalanche are the better team. I like the Avalanche here. If I do this, that'll be something I touch. New York and Calgary. Bleh.
Yeah. I've already decided that I want nothing to do with the NHL tomorrow.
The Rangers. No. I should say the Rangers and Calgary. Bleh. Game will be fun to watch. Both Calgary and the Rangers are looking good. Right now, the Rangers have a 3-goal lead on two-goal lead. Two-goal lead on Edmonton.
The Oilers are coming back, eh?
Please, Edmonton. Please.
You didn't cash that out?
I wasn't going to cash it out for 91 cents. Wasn't worth
Fair
it.
Fair enough.
And then to wrap up NHL Saturday, a game that I literally want nothing to do with, the New Jersey Devils traveling over to San Jose.
Yeah, I was going to say, since when is San Jose south?
Yeah, well, it is, but...
I mean...
Southwest.
Not do south.
Yeah. Traveling southwest to to San Jose. Ugh. Keep that game away from me.
Yeah. I don't like any of the NHL tomorrow.
College football.
If the Lightning are -205, you would assume that means Vassy's supposed to start. But every time I did that a year ago when they were -200 favorites, fucking John Cooper would throw Curtis McElhinney in there. I know he's not there anymore, but I think John Cooper is bugged my betting accounts and knows when I bet them. And he says, hey, that guy's from Michigan. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy in particular. Moving on to some NCAA action, some college ball tomorrow. We have a live game of Utah-Stanford. I don't want to touch this. Utah's up 14-0. 6:08 remaining in the first
quarter.
Stanford
is the most confusing team. Like, they will play well against people they shouldn't play well against and then do shit like this. I mean, they were not favorites tonight by any means, but...
I don't want to touch this game. Army at Air Force.
I haven't done live betting in a long time.
No.
Army and Air Force, coin flip, no idea.
Illinois, Minnesota, I don't hate this game. Believe it or not.
I hate 15.5.
Yes.
I do. For Minnesota.
I don't
get me wrong, I am not picking Illinois to cover. If by any means
Illinois to cover has been nice to me, I believe, and I'm gonna go check this on CBS for just a minute. Whenever it looks,
Liberty Ole Miss is down to 8.5.
I took Minnesota to cover at 14. On the podcast.
Yes.
But 15.5 here, I would almost consider taking Illinois if I can find a place for it tomorrow. If.
No alternate spreads on these, eh? Shit.
Kansas at Kansas State, stay away from. SMU at Memphis is one that.
I don't know enough about either of the teams. I wouldn't do anything.
SMU's offense is really good. Memphis is kind of just
existing. Wait, wasn't SMU ranked last week?
Yeah, before they went and lost to Houston.
Bounce back. Yeah, that was. Now I understand why this total is so high. Wake Forest, North Carolina. I don't think they. I under 77.5. I think.
I would. Yeah, probably go under 77. Ohio State, Nebraska, I'm not really going to do anything with.
I don't remember what we bet this on or
15.
Picked this on the podcast. Was it 15?
15.5.
I guess if I would take 15, then I have to take 14.5 for Nebraska.
I took Ohio State at 15. I would.
I just think that Nebraska's annoying, and they'll hang around more
against teams that have a more just generic offense like Michigan State. Yes, I don't necessarily think.
I don't know if Oklahoma's offense is generic though. I mean, they were kind of shit.
Oklahoma's pants.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're not pants. I mean, they're still a top 10 team. No, I don't know. I like Nebraska. I think I think they're kind of always like a threat to cover. And if Ohio State kind of flounders around like they did against Penn State, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're not going to lose, but Nebraska might hang around.
Moving on. Liberty. I like this one.
You like Liberty.
No, I had Ole Miss.
Okay, good. Well, in the picks, did you?
Yes.
I swear you picked Liberty.
No.
God damn it.
Because...
Oh, well, then we both picked Ole Miss. Yeah, I am... I can't trust Liberty. Like, what? They're an independent right now. They play nobody.
I like Ole Miss at 8.5. I took Ole Miss at 9 or 9.5 on...
Yeah, we had 9.5 on the picks.
On Wednesday. I Ole Miss at 8.5.
I have already locked this in as well. I don't remember what it was for a 3-leg parlay tomorrow. Kinda wishing I hadn't. because I wasn't given 8.5. I was given more.
Moving on.
Let me see here. I had 9.5.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm still confident in it, but if I could have gotten another point, that would have been nice.
I like Georgia at minus 100,000.
Yeah, let's see. What happens if I bet $100? I win 10 cents. Jesus Christ.
Moving on, we're skipping over that. Tulsa, Cincinnati, yeah. I like if Tulsa, anything, if anything, with
if
that.
If anything, if you want to live dangerously, take the points there. I mean, it's you're going to be sweating it out for sure because Missouri probably won't score, but 39.5 is a lot of points. Tulsa, Cincinnati.
I like Tulsa to cover.
Yeah. I think I do too.
Tulsa's good against good teams. Tulsa's against top 10 teams. Tulsa's covered the spread all previous four times they've played.
Right. We're gonna be here forever if we go through all these games. Penn State, Maryland, fuck
skipping.
It. I don't know what any one of those are.
Skipping Baylor, TCU.
If they weren't giving me 7.5, god damn it.
Is Baylor money line.
I can't take Baylor minus the 7.5. Can't do it. That half is all. Navy.
I like Navy to cover the spread in this one. Not because of Navy, but because Notre Dame's ass.
The thing is, and here's my reasoning for it. You're going to give me... So you look back to Notre Dame and Cincinnati. Cincinnati won that handedly. And I'm getting less points than when Navy played Cincinnati. That was 27.5. 20.5, still a lot of points. I mean, could Navy win tomorrow? Is that a thing?
No.
You never know. Navy's tricky. I swear, if you jump in on the Navy bandwagon here, makes me lose all my good luck with Navy. I've been on Navy for like 3 weeks, and they have not done me wrong ever.
I'm not jumping on the Navy bandwagon because of Navy. I'm jumping on Navy this week because Notre Dame's ass.
Well, yes.
Not touching the next one on FanDuel.
Not enough points.
Michigan State minus
2.5.
I like Michigan State minus 2.5 here.
I mean, you're not even gonna give Purdue a field goal. Not enough. I mean, unless Purdue does what Purdue does so often, and that's just win games they shouldn't, then MSU minus 2.5. I mean,
skipping over.
Oh, you don't want Coastal Carolina minus 16.5?
No.
No, they kind of did. They've done us wrong now. So
skipping over. Here's one I like this one. People are gonna laugh at me when I say this. I like Kentucky at minus 1.5 against Tennessee.
Yeah. I mean, at the minimal odds, I know it's only 1.5. I just take money line Kentucky.
Yeah, I like, I mean...
Minus 105 to minus 118. Give them no chance unless they lose to screw that up.
Yeah, I say I like Kentucky there. Money line and spread. I would probably Kentucky. Go... money line over,
yeah,
spread, just because the odds difference is negligible.
Yeah, Kentucky at home is just a different animal than Kentucky on the road, and Tennessee is Tennessee. There's that.
Moving on. Anything else?
Boise, Fresno. It's not late enough. If it was a 10 p.m. start, I might consider doing something. Oh, Boise's on the road. Never mind. If they were at the Blue, then I would be on Boise.
LSU, Bama. I don't like this spread. So we're going to skip
29.5?
I don't know if I like that.
Oh, God. Michigan, Indiana went up.
Oregon, Washington. This would probably be the only one where I would want to even remotely think of Oregon covering the spread.
Yeah, Washington sucks. They are not good.
Washington's ass.
They've, yeah. I mean, but Oregon, has looked shaky against teams like this all year long, so who the hell knows?
Yeah. Washington only scoring 23 points a game. I kind of like Oregon covering the spread here. Oregon
is scoring
36.
Helps Michigan out if Washington beats Oregon.
That's about it.
Yeah, there's nothing else here.
Move on to NFL, and then we'll get to our locks and get out of here.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Well, soccer and then locks. Oh, boy. Starting Sunday.
Not the Texans.
Don't like the Texans to cover the spread or money line. I don't know if I necessarily like watch Miami to cover the 5.5. I think off on our picks, I took Miami.
I mean, they literally they score a touchdown. Houston might be done. Like, Houston's that bad.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Miami's that bad too.
I took Miami at 6.5, so I would have to go with Miami. I don't know how I feel about it to cover the spread.
That's a tricky number that I don't know if I want any part of.
I don't know if I want anything to do with that. Skip over Dallas, Denver, other than maybe some.
I like Dallas minus the 9.5. I really do. And then
I like it, but I'm just looking at some. Is Dak Prescott playing?
I believe so.
I'm looking at this. Player passing TDs, Dak Prescott over 1.5. I don't hate.
No, I don't hate that either.
That's a minus 210, though.
Melvin, yeah, of course it is. Melvin Gordon, anytime touchdown, plus 165.
Yeah, so I'm trying to, where is anytime touchdown? Where are you?
Right at the very top, right under the.
Oh, yeah. I had it kind of goofy.
Zeke Elliott, alternate rush yards. What do we got here? Zeke to have a 100-yard game plus 235. Nah, they split the carries too much.
I would say Zeke 60. I would take in a part. If I were to throw this in a parlay, I'd take Zeke.
Yeah,
Zeke at 60 plus.
Yeah, a single game parlay for that is really the only way to do anything with it.
Because Tony Pollard rushing plus, or Tony Pollard rushing yards at 60 plus, he's plus 250. Yeah, I mean, anything, I'd go anytime touchdown scorers. Melvin Gordon, I don't hate. C.D. Lamb, especially if Dak's back, I don't hate. Zeke Elliott, I don't know.
Minus.
I don't hate it, but I don't know, just because.
Put it in an SGP and you might be all right. But.
Yeah. Ravens, Vikings, I like the Ravens spread here.
6 even, eh?
I like this.
Anytime
touchdown scorer, let me look. Latavius Murray is supposedly going to be back for Baltimore. So I don't hate that.
Plus 160. I don't know.
But really the only thing I like with that one is spread. I'm staying away from these next two.
I would almost take. Let me find this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ravens. Yes, Ravens minus 9.5 at plus 140.
Yeah,
alternate spread.
Alternate spread.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Patriots. I do like Patriots minus 3.5. I really do.
I do too. Because
Panthers are massive ass.
Yeah.
Tricky number with the Bills.
So I'm staying away from this game.
Alternate spread again. Minus 13.5 at minus 130. Not atrocious. Anytime touchdown scorer. Not much going on there.
Yeah, this is a game I'm staying far away from.
Josh Allen, alternate passing yards. I mean, the Jags stink, so Josh Allen to pass for 325 plus 210. A little bit out there, but you could do it. other than that, no, I don't like the regular spread. Go alternate. Money line's fucking -1,000. Fuck that. Yeah, Browns and Bengals.
Browns money line.
Oh yeah, of course. I don't trust them, man. I mean, I know. Well, so here's the thing. All week we've been hearing about Odell. He's not with the team anymore. And you look at Baker's record without Odell Beckham. I mean, I know he's essentially been out without Odell Beckham all year long. Dude's got 17 catches, but like, just to not have that weighing over your head anymore, Browns might not be too bad. Yeah, I would take the money line over the spread on this one. I'm still not very convinced on the Browns. Kind of off them at the moment. They have to win a game like this to get me back. As do the Bengals, I suppose. But whoever wins this one, I will have the slightest bit of faith in again.
Anytime touched, Joe Mixon's a -115 touchdown. Who the fuck knows?
Why? They don't run the ball.
He's a primary receiver. At times.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's true.
I still don't know.
Where is
player rushing CJ? Yards? I don't know if I would even touch for Joe Mixon.
I might trigger some bad memories, but CJ Uzama's +270.
I would
anytime TD.
I would go off that.
Do it again.
I would if I'm not gonna touch this game other than probably Browns money line. If I do, I wouldn't hate that.
Do we not have? We don't have fucking alternate passing yards. Damn it.
Let's see.
Oh well. Saints. Holy shit.
Skipping over this game.
I want to look at one thing. Anytime TD Cordero Patterson +130.
I guess.
I mean, a lot of plus odds in this one.
Other than Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, other than Alvin Kamara, Kyle Pitts +230. I mean, somebody's got to score for Atlanta.
Right.
They ain't getting shut out. So, Cordero or Kyle Pitts. I like both of those. I believe this differs from my pick on the podcast. Give me the Giants +3.5. Give me Giants money line. Raiders are a fucking mess.
Yeah.
I mean... First you got, you know, you had Gruden, then you got Ruggs, and then who the hell is this bozo, the corner, Damon Arnett?
Oh God, yeah.
With his shit today, like, yeah. We're into the controversy game thing again, and they have fucking loads of it. So... it's like a triple controversy. So what do you do in that situation? Hammer the Giants alternate spread -6.5 or +6.5.
Like, this is a game I'm just not going to touch at all.
Well, not +6. Actually, fucking, let's see. Giants -6.5, +300. Give me it.
Not going to touch Raiders, that game at all.
Raiders are a mess.
One that I am going to touch.
Yeah, Chargers. Definitely the Chargers. Eagles performance and the Chargers performance combined for this embarrassing spread here. But I know the Chargers have kind of looked like shit last two games they played, but...
give me Chargers money line, Chargers spread, Chargers.
Chargers, Chargers, Chargers. Really doesn't matter.
Yep.
Skipping
over this next game because it's just not going to be good, I think.
I don't know.
I want nothing to do with the Packers, with Jordan Love.
I don't trust the Chiefs, though. Like,
I want
that,
literally nothing to do with Jordan Love and the Packers. This Packers team's going to be terrible.
That Chiefs passing defense, though,
I don't
has
care.
The ability,
Jordan Love's ass.
We don't know.
Jordan Love, in every little bit of action we've seen of Jordan Love, it's been terrible.
What, preseason?
It's been not good. I don't want
Has he even appeared in a regular season game?
No. Which makes it even worse that his preseason performances against other bums is still bum.
I don't know. I know Aaron Rodgers is a big part of the Packers' success.
And I mean, the Matt LaFleur's
majority of the Packers' success.
Inability to want to use Aaron Jones. Like, I don't want anything to do with this game. This game is going to be terrible. It's not.
Might be worth a sprinkle. I don't know. I'm thinking about it because the Chiefs are in disarray. They need this one bad. I don't know if they're going to get it, though.
Skipping over that game because it's just not.
Not even sure why the Cardinals are plus two.
Give me Cardinals money line.
Yeah, the plus 114. I don't understand that one bit.
Give me Cardinals money line. Nothing else here.
Who did the Niners beat? Or who's like dick did they suck to get this? What's going on here? Yeah, I don't. That's scary to me. I don't know if I want anything to do with it. Spreads like those, like, remember when Illinois, fresh off a win against Penn State, was a dog to Rutgers in a very similar spread?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Those have been right more often than not lately. Oklahoma State, Iowa. Ones like this.
Give me Cardinals money line if I do anything with this. Like, everything else is just
I think it scares me too much. Titans, this is 7.5 earlier today. It's 7 now. Titans, dogs to the Rams. I can't argue with it with no Derrick Henry.
I don't really want anything to do with this game.
Do we have? No, we do not. Player rushing yards. Ooh, Adrian Peterson's total is really low. I was looking at the under. I don't know if I can do under 32.5.
I would have to go over 32.5. That's it. Like, I don't want anything to do with this game now.
He's going to get, maybe 10, 15 carries. So, that Rams defense. Von Miller, is he going to play?
I don't know yet.
I don't know. I still might like the under. Titans could be in for a really rough time.
And then Monday night game, this is...
Bears-Steelers. What the fuck? I mean, the Bears, I've tried to have faith in the Bears, and they've screwed me every time. So I don't think I can do it again.
I like Najee Harris to score a touchdown.
Right.
He's the only minus player to score a touchdown. I like Najee Harris to score a touchdown.
And I believe Khalil Mack is messed up right now. Yeah. So,
honestly, Najee Harris has scored 2+, even though it's 410. I don't hate
Najee Harris. Oh, his total's so high, 82.5 rushing yards.
I don't know how I feel about that, just because the Steelers don't run the ball a whole lot, or as much as they should.
It's kind of a similar situation, I think, where Steeler fans are really want more Najee Harris, just like Colts fans wanted more Jonathan Taylor, and they got it. So we'll see. Maybe Tomlin listens one of these weeks, but 82 is a lot.
Give me Najee Harris to score one touchdown anytime.
Against the Bears, I don't hate.
I honestly like Najee Harris, even though he's a plus 400, a 410. I honestly like Najee Harris to score 2+.
Minus 160, fuck it, for one. Don't know if I can do it.
Like I said, I do like
Monday Night Football same game parlays, though. So that might get thrown in one of those.
I definitely like Najee Harris to score 2+. I will say that. Even though it's a 410, I don't hate it.
I mean, dude's a bowling ball. He's a dude.
That's the NFL. Najee Harris is a dude. Real quick. Some things with soccer before we get into our locks, because our locks are both kind of soccer related.
Sort of.
We'll talk about the boost in a minute.
What's this? I didn't even see this yet. Oh.
Where did it go? We'll talk about that in a minute. Spread on the Manchester United Man City game. I honestly do not hate Man City at minus one.
Where the hell?
You have to go into goals and then spread.
Okay.
I don't hate Man City at minus one.
Plus 175, yeah. Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a draw. I mean, Man City. Yeah, Man City to win, you would think.
Real quick, and then goal scorers. I don't really like anybody in terms of goal scoring. Like, I don't know why the odds are so high. But I don't.
Man City, of course, fucking draw, no bet, minus 320. Nope.
Yeah, not touching that. Raheem Sterling is probably the only man. Raheem Sterling, Gabriel Jesus. I don't hate either of those. Mahrez, Raheem Mahrez, I don't hate at all, plus 500. Ronaldo's the only United player I would touch at plus 600.
To do what?
Ronaldo's Cristiano Ronaldo goal scorer. That's first goal scorer. That's why odds look so odd.
Say, Christ.
I was looking at first goals. I'm an idiot.
If you can get Ronaldo to anytime goal scorer at plus 600, I was like, Christ.
Yeah. I was like, wait, why is that? I said that. I was like, why does that sound so odd? All of those. Raheem Sterling plus 165 anytime. Ronaldo plus 180 anytime. I like both of those. I really like Ronaldo as the only goal scorer for United. First to score for their team, Ronaldo's a plus 260. I don't hate that because I think he's the only one who probably could.
Fair.
Moving on. Yeah, I'm going to skip over this one for a second. Anything else? This game is on Sunday. It's a plus 145, 9 a.m. Leicester City is a plus 145 to beat Leeds United. I like that.
Yeah, let's see here. Draw, no bet at minus 124. I don't think they're going to draw, but I like the insurance.
There's those. Anything for MLS?
Doubt it.
Let's see. Don't like that.
Ooh, this could be a good draw, no bet game. What do we got?
I don't hate Nashville as a money line win over the Red Bulls.
See, I was looking the opposite. I was thinking Red Bulls plus 116, draw, no bet.
Yeah, I don't hate that. Let's see.
Red Bulls had a big win about a week ago.
Yeah, I gotta check.
Fired up.
Gotta check one thing real quick before I say anything about this next one.
FanDuel continues to have. I'll shut my mouth until I know what game you're talking about. Other than that, no. I don't got a lot of big favorites this weekend in MLS.
Oh, that's not the button I wanted. I did not want transfers. I wanted I do not hate draw no bet Orlando City at plus 162 against Montreal.
Yeah, that was the game that I was saying. FanDuel continues to have Montreal listed as the Montreal Impact.
I do not hate the tie. It's listed as tie, no, but
FanDuel likes to word things silly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really hate Orlando City money line straight up, even at plus 230. Both teams are rather close across the board. So I don't know about that one, though. I don't know if I'm really going to touch that. I don't hate it. Let's see. Anything else Sunday? I see something. Let me check anything with this.
Where the ass is this game? I want to see if my lock has any different odds.
Here we go.
On FanDuel.
The spread, the spread of the Atlanta United FC Cincinnati game. Atlanta's a minus one favorite. I like them to cover at plus 210. So in other words, they essentially need to score two goals against Cincinnati.
Well, this does have better odds on FanDuel.
And then the New England Inter Miami game, I'm not touching because Miami's ass. So, you ready for our locks?
I am as ready as I'll ever be.
Oh my god, Edmonton tied it. Edmonton tied it.
You have life.
Come on, Edmonton. Because Anaheim's up big against the Coyotes. Come on, Edmonton. Yeah, I will go with my lock first because I think mine takes a little bit longer. Or yours takes a little bit longer. Let me switch scenes. Boom, it is time for locks of the week. As I had already said, we are 0-for so far this year.
Yeah, some brutal.
Yeah, brutal, rough. My lock of the week is the Chelsea-Burnley game. Go pull some stats up for this one, too, because stats are fun. Not really. Stats are stats.
Rocks are rocks.
Rocks are rocks. Yes. Yes, they are. I got to find this game. Ass. There we go. ESPN. Jesus. Christian Pulisic. Pulisic. I always miss that L.
Anyone works.
Yeah. I like him to score a goal at any time against Burnley, who is ass. Burnley is giving up 16 goals a game. Burnley is giving up, 16 goals on the season. 16.
Jesus.
I read that so poorly. Oh my gosh.
No. I was like, then hell yeah, I'm taking Chelsea minus two.
Honestly, I would take that too. I like Pulisic to score at any point. At a plus 150. I actually want to check to see if that has changed at all.
I would imagine not. And if it did, probably not a lot.
Nope, it has not changed yet. I like that. A couple of little quick stats again. Chelsea. Team statistics, please. Thank you. The American Wonder has only played one game, but he scored one goal. Romelu Lukaku, one of their leading scorers, is not going to be playing. I believe he's going to be sitting, or at least FanDuel.
At least to start the game.
Yeah, FanDuel doesn't have any odds for him to score.
Let's see what's going on with Lukaku.
National team. It wouldn't be any national team duty.
Resume running as he targets injury return after international break.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. So I like Pulisic to score. I like him to do a lot of things because he's a phenomenal soccer player. The American Wonder is going to make sure this lock hits. You're not going to win a lot of money off this one, though.
What was it? Plus 150?
Yeah.
So, I
pants.
Am once again going the trickier parlay route.
I went simple this week.
And I might have to get my lock on some winning ways. But I am fairly confident in this one. At the very least, I'll be 2-0-1.
If this lock does not hit, if mine does not hit, I'm going to have to change it. I've had that Tim Tebow jersey up behind me every show so far. And
God.
That could be what that Tim Tebow jersey could be cursing this.
It could be cursing both of us.
I may have to change out of it, but I digress.
My lock, and I'm actually going to go with the FanDuel odds on this because they are better than the MGM odds. Because what do I have listed on there?
438.
Yeah, so this is plus 469 on FanDuel. First off, we have Tottenham hosting Everton. I have Tottenham tie no bet or draw no bet. FanDuel's screwing me up now. It's draw no bet, damn it. That is minus 140. I have Liverpool money line minus 135 against West Ham. If that one doesn't hit, I swear. And nah. The LA Chargers, we already talked about this one, minus 1.5. That is minus 110. Put them all together, plus 469. Three leg. It's unfortunate that I already had this locked in on BetMGM, but odds are still pretty good. I will take it. And that's my lock of the week, and hopefully it's the winning one finally.
Yeah.
I mean, we both need it. And for both of our sakes, I hope Christian Pulisic scores, because yeah, that would be nice as a Chelsea fan. That'd be very nice to see.
And that is the lock of the week. And that's the show.
It sure is.
New York scored again to take a lead. Uh-oh. Pants.
R.I.P. What? How much time is left in that?
12 and change in the third. Edmonton
still might have a shot.
Has chance.
Might have a chance, but man,
I have not won a bet here in the calendar month of November.
Let me check action and see.
Now that being said, I only had, I believe, one bet in November. No, two, because I had Maxion on Wednesday.
I am currently on a 5-day cold streak. Topped off most recently with the terrible bad beat on my 9-leg parlay with Mike White. That sucks.
So
I did throw some tiny amounts at some NBA single game parlays in the midst of all that, so I can't say I blame myself. I had a putrid 4-way money line parlay over the weekend, which consisted of the Maple Leafs, Red Wings, Braves, and Miami, Ohio, all to win. Oof. Only two of those things happened. It's been a brutal, brutal stretch, but confident in the lock, confident in what I have going on for college football tomorrow, 3-leg parlay. Before we end the show,
so
I touch on that as well. Given that I will likely either be celebrating its successes or hating its failures.
Right.
See, this is what I was talking about. Wish I hadn't locked in so early on Ole Miss minus 9.5 against Liberty. Still confident in that.
Watch Liberty only lose by 9.
I swear. again, like, the bad beats are just everywhere. Navy plus 20.5 and MSU minus 3.
Yeah, that's not bad. So funny enough, we're talking about our cold streaks. I guess that's a good time to mention the National Problem Gambling Helpline. If you have a gambling problem, please get help. Call 1-800-522-4700.
That's a beautiful segue.
And lastly, I saw this mentioned in Twitch chat a little bit ago. Trust the Saints, Caleb saying that he trusted us to win some money. Win him some money this weekend. We are not professional gamblers. Our opinions and our ideas is not gospel. It is not law. Do not take it as the Bible. We
speak for yourself. I think my 5-day cold streak says all you need to know. Hey, even the pros have streaks like this. Still plus in the last 30, so I'll take it.
We have days where we are good. We have days where pants. I think it's pretty
massive
obvious.
Ass occurs, yeah.
It's pretty obvious with our locks that the past 2 weeks our locks have not been good.
No,
they
really should have been. They really should have been. I mean, they were solid
on paper.
Even like last week, like football team and Lions. That seemed easy.
Lions
got and played their worst game of the year. Like fuck it out. The one winnable game you had.
Yeah. So that is the show. So I'd like to thank everybody for watching another one, listening to another one. We will see you all next week for more backdoor cover, more house divided content in general.
Indeed we do.
So with that being said, thank you for watching. However you may have been watching. Actually, I'm skipping Jordan. Jordan, any final words?
Let's see. I'd say fuck Dan Snyder. I feel like I've said fuck Dan Snyder a lot. I think you get the point.
I think the memo's gotten across there.
I think so. How about fuck whoever called that play in Florida State Clemson. Fuck whoever you are.
Fuck that guy. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, that being said, time for the outro. Thank you for making us part of your Friday night, however you may be watching or listening, wherever you may be watching or listening from. Until next time, peace out and stay classy, classy, ladies and gentlemen. See ya.